Beginning tonight's Shir and Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, we are up to Sif Gimel, the last word on page 114. The Mechaber says, Shochach Ner al HaTavla, if one forgot a candle, a lit candle on a tavla, the type of table that they used to have, Menares HaTavla v'hu nofel. You could shake the table and let the candle fall, Afilu im hudolek, even if the candle is still burning. Rak shelo yechavin l'chaboso, you should not have kavana to extinguish it. Says the Rama, "V'tov la'asoso ayde einu Yehudi b'makom she'enu tzarach kolkach." It's better to do this through a goy if it's not necessary otherwise. Says the Mechaber, "Ubelvad shi'ehei ner shel shava v'kayotze bo." This that we're saying that you could just shake off the tavla and let the candle fall is dafka talking about a candle made of wax or something similar. O shelo yehei bo shemen, or even if it's an oil candle, but there's no oil left and all there is a wick that's burning. Avalim yesh bo shemen, but if there is oil over there, i'efshar shelo yekarvenu ala psila, it's impossible that by doing the nir, by shaking it, you're not going to come to make the oil come closer to the wick and be chayev for havara, or make the oil go further from the wick and be chayev for mechabe. V'nimtza mavir, in this case, we're going to bring it closer, it will turn out that you are doing mavir. V'imhenicho aleha midas, till now we're discussing if you left the candle there by accident, but if you left it there on purpose, asur lanara, then either way you cannot shake the tavla. Sharei hatavla hi basas ladavar ha'asur, because in this case when you left the candle there specifically, so the tavla that the candle is on top of becomes a basas ladavar ha'asur. What is a basas? Pirish davar hanose davar acher. A basas is something that carries another item. Targum v'eskano v'yas besise. The targum of the words v'eskano is v'yas besise. So you see, it's like a base. Says the Rama, umikomoko mutter ligo betavla. However, even though you would not be allowed to shake it, you would be allowed to touch the tavla. Hol v'enu matadol haner. Since by touching the tavla, you would not be moving the candle. V'hu adin shemutter ligo b'menorah shebeis akneses. And so too, you would be allowed to touch the menorah in the beis akneses. V'haneros dokos alav, even if the candles are burning on it. Ubelvad shelo yenanea, as long as you don't shake it. Now let's begin the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins back on page 114 with Sivkaton Yud Beis. We said if you were shachach ner ala tavla, you forgot a candle on the tavla. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis, shachach ner mi bod yom shalom idas. You left the candle there from before Shabbos without realizing it. Like it fell there and you didn't realize it. V'afilu im hinichu ala tavla b'kavona. And this would include even in a case where you put it on the tavla with intent. Ach lo haya daitu sheyeshar sham b'shabbos. But you didn't mean to leave it there for Shabbos. V'achar kach shechecho sham. And then you happen to forget it at the end and left it there on Shabbos. Hu gam kein b'chlal shocheach. All these cases are included in that which we're discussing in the first case of the Mechaber, that you forgot the candle there while it was burning from before Shabbos. Ala tavla sivkotan yud gimel. We're on the top line on page nun ches. That which we're discussing in the Mechaber about the tavla, with the same thing would apply nowadays, lagabe our tables, a shulchan with the candles. So what did we say in the Mechaber? We said that you could be menar the tavla and let the candle fall. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Yodalad, kishetzarech la tavla. You could do the niur, you could do the shaking of the tavla if you need the tavla. And even though it's true, the candle might get extinguished when it falls down. Still, it's permissible. It's not considered a psikresha. It's not that going to happen. And we hold the dover shein miskavin mutter. If it's something that you don't have kavana for, it's not for sure going to happen. It's mutter. The Meiri says this is specifically if you're going to be shaking it gently. In some way you're going to lower the tavla and put it down on the ground. And only when it's very low down, then you're going to shake it. That's when we'll say it's a davar shein miskavin and will not be a psik resha. The ilav hochi, if you're going to shake the table from a high place, then it would be a psik resha that the candle falling off will get extinguished. The chem asha b'maharil ve'viu hel yirabba. Let's look at note number 19 over here. Is medayik in the Mishnah Berurah that says that you could be menar when you need the tavla. Aval nir shenasu l'tzarach hamukta. But here we're saying you're shaking it off because you need the tavla. You need the davar hamutter. But if you would be shaking it off in a way that you want the davar of mukta, kigon kadesh lo yipaset, so it shouldn't get lost. V'kadom or something similar. So we're going to see later on in Hilchos Mukta b'shein the Magen Avraham she'aser. Like we'll see later on, and we saw already that Tiltul Menatzad is Aser for the Tzarech of the Muktzah. However, the Shaar Tzion over there does write, Shedin Zeinu Bara, it's not so poshet, V'yitochin Shedin Nir Kayosim Mishar Tiltul Menatzad, it could be the shaking of the table is more lenient than other cases of Tiltul Menatzad. V'arehu Mutter Afke Shenaseh L'Tzarech Dover HaAser, and that would be Mutter if it is done L'Tzarech Dover HaAser. And then he ends off and says, V'chein l'taltel as haner ba'achore yodav, so to move a candle with the back of your hands, obein atzila yodav, or with your inside of your elbow. We learned earlier that's mutter, mishum shenechshav adover ketiltul menatzad. Because that's considered like tiltul menatzad. And now we continue in the Mechaber. We're on page Nun Ches again. We are in Sif Katan Tesvav. So the Mechaber had said that if you accidentally left a candle on a table, and you want the table so you could shake it off the table, so the candle will fall. The Rama said, but it's best if you can to do it through a goy. Says the Mishabura, Va'oz afilu b'ner shel shemen shari. If you're using a goy, then even if the candle is an oil candle, it'll be permissible. To b'makom she'ein miskaven shari al yidei ein rihudi afilu hupsik reshe. Because we hold, as we've seen already many times, that in a case where you're not mechaven, it's mutter through a goy, even if it's a psik reshe. So even though it's a ner shel shemen, which will for sure do some form of either igniting or extinguishing with the oil moving closer or further from the wick, still will be okay for the goy to do it. Umashu b'maril diem eino yehudi mezumun. If you don't have a goy available, yiralasis like dekata, then you should have a katan do it. But of course, that would only be with a ner shel shava, where it would not be a psegresha. Sif katan tez zayin is going on that which the Mechaber said, that which you can shake off the tavla, shake the tavla so the ner will go off the tavla, and if it goes out, it's davar shein miskaven. That's as long as the ner is shel shave or something similar. O shelo yehebo shemen, or it's an oil candle with no oil in it. Rotaloma shedolekes raka psila, that only the wick is burning. Ukfar kola hashemen, but all the shemen already was burnt out. So then we said, but if there is shemen there, so then it's impossible shelo yekavenu ala psila, and it will turn out to be mavir, so you can't do the shaking out. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Yozayin, V'davka b'nir amrinan dehu psik resha. Davka, if you're trying to shake the table with the oil candle on it and it's going to fall off, that would be a psik resha. Aval tiltul ba'alma es ha'tavla o ha'shulchan mimakam l'makam. But to carry the table from place to place, shari afilu munach olav ner shel shemen, that would be permissible even if there's a ner shel shemen on it. There'll have a psik resha. There is not a psik resha if you're carrying it. If you're carrying it gently. Now there is an interesting note over here that I like to see, note number 23. He writes, to carry a table that has on it an oil candle that has floating wicks. So Rav Ozner writes, there you wouldn't have to be so careful to carry it so gently like the Mishabura is saying. Because if you have floating wicks, so the wick is floating wherever the oil goes, so it's less serious. If you have a wick that's just stuck in the side and the oil goes away from it, you got a problem. The oil goes closer. But if you have a floating wick, so wherever the oil goes, the wick goes with it, and therefore it would be less of a problem. You would not have to be metatel benachas. You can carry it the regular way. The Mechaber then told us that all that is true if you left the candle on by accident. But the Mechaber says in the fourth line of page Nun Ches, V'imenicho alea midas, but if you left the candle burning on this table from before Shabbos with das, Osir lenaro will be osir to shake out the table, Shaharei ha-tavlu hi basis ha-davar ha-osir, in that case the table becomes a basis for davar ha-osir for the candle. Says the Mishabura Esif Katan Yud Ches, B'simen shuntes yisbar shi'esh machlokes emos nikra midas. Later on in the halachos of Muktzah, we will see a machlokes of when it's considered leaving it there midas. In ba'ina dafko she'anicho adash she'yesham kol haShabbos. If you need that, you put it there specifically that it should remain there the entire Shabbos. Then it gets a shem basis. Or afilu rak b'knisaso luchud. Or even if you just left it there for the beginning of Shabbos, that alone would give it a shem basis. Now, if we just right away look at note 24, it gives a little clarity in the first tzad. The first tzad is that it's only a basis if you put it there having in mind that it should be there the whole Shabbos. Ulam gam l'dei azu kasav l'kamon sha'af im lo chosha b'mefurush. we're going to see later on, according to this opinion, even if you didn't have in mind specifically sheyiyah haner munach al shulchan kol haShabbos, that the candle should be on the table the entire Shabbos. Elhenichu b'stam, you put it there stam without thinking about it so much. Shehe munach al b'Shabbos, it should be there for Shabbos, but you didn't think specifically you wanted there for the whole Shabbos. Still, hashulchan nasa basis. Even in that case, the shulchan will be a basis. V'dafka k'shechosha b'mefurish l'salik merlovas ha-mukta b'Shabbos. And dafka when you had in mind to remove the mukta on Shabbos. Kigon ha'idei nochri, through a goy, or ha'idei totum ha'atzad, or through using some kind of shinui. Oshu davar shaderach l'salko b'Shabbos, or it's something that's a normal derech to remove it on Shabbos. Einu nasa basis l'deyazu. Only then it becomes not a basis. But you don't need active das that it should be there the whole Shabbos. The pashas is that you want it to be there for Shabbos. So back to the Mishabur and Sifkat and Yudches. Again, we have this machlokas. If it becomes a basis, dafka, if you have, you put it there stam, or you have in mind that it should be there the whole Shabbos, or even if you only had in mind to put it there for the beginning of Shabbos. Says the Mishabur, v'hinei hanero sha'anu madlikin ala shulchan, and our candles that we light on the table, da'itenu litlo lomachar ha'idei enu Yehudi. Our mindset is that we're going to have it moved off the table the next day by a guy. And therefore, according to the more lenient that we just mentioned, more lenient opinion that we just mentioned before, ein dino kemeniach. It does not have a din of meniach. V'lo nasa shulchan v'amape basis l'iser. And therefore, the tablecloth will not get a din of a basis l'davar aser. Again, if you put it on before Shabbos, having in mind to have the goy take it off the next day on Shabbos, so then going according to the more lenient opinion that says it's only a basis if you have in mind for it to be there the entire Shabbos, this will not get a din of a basis. The Kos of Abach, the Bach writes, "De'im nofal ner shel shava uchelav al ashulchan, if a candle made of wax or fat falls on a table, the ein eino Yehudi o katan mezumin lefanav, and you don't have a goy or a katan in front of you available to help, shari lenayir be'atzmo, in that case you would be allowed to shake the table by yourself, to be mekom pseida samchinon al hamekilin hanal." Because in the case of Pseida, it might cause a fire, so we can rely on the lenient opinion above. Again, the lo mikri maniach, it's not considered a basis. Kevan shehaya daito lusalek lemachar. Since anyway, the stam das is to move it the next day by a goy, it will not get a din of a basis. If you don't have a goy or a katan, you can shake the table by yourself to get the candle off. V'im hoya munach ala shulchan ben hashmoshos gam kikaros ushar dvarim shetzarach l'shabbos. If you had resting on the table during Ben Hashmashos, besides the candles, also a challah or other things that are needed for Shabbos, pshita dehem chashuvim yosem in aner, then it is pasha that those things, the challah or the tzara Shabbos, is more chashuv than the ner. Dehainu min ha-shalheves ha-ner ha-dolekes, meaning more than the flame of the candle that is burning. V'nase basas lagabayu, and therefore the table becomes the basas for the challah as well. U'kumo shekasa b'simin shin yud sifches, like we'll see later in shin yud sifches. Deheichidu basas laheter u'le'isser, that when something is a basis for us, something that's mutter and something that's aser, the heter chashiv yoser, and the heter is more chashiv, duhu batel legabe ha-heter. That's considered that the Isser is batel gabe the heter, v'shari l'kulyam l'na'er. And then it will not get a din of a basis, and you could shake out the table to get rid of the candle. So again, if you put a challah there from before Shabbos, and now starting on Shabbos, your table was a basis for a davar ha'aser, the candles, the flame, and a davar ha'mutter, the challah, or whatever else you had as your Shabbos need there. So that's the classic case of a basis, a davar ha'aser, and davar ha'mutter, in which case we say that it goes by what's more chashiv, and we'll say over here, and we'll see a note about it very shortly, that the davar ha'mutter is more chashiv, and therefore it would be considered a basis of davar ha'mutter, and you would be allowed to be mena'er the table to get rid of the candle. Now if you look at note number 28, we'll take a little pause in the Mishavura, and look at 28. Mashma midvar, if it's mashma from the Mishavura, shechashivos hakikaros hi mishum shein nitzrachos lo l'shabbos. The chashivos of these loaves is because it's needed for Shabbos. As the Mishavura said, that if you put there kikaros ushar dvarim shetzarach l'shabbos, so it sounds like the whole Indian is that it's needed for Shabbos. V'chein mizbar miloshen achay adam, and so too it's clear from the loshen achay adam. V'chein das achazonish she'af al pi she'shavuyav hamamoni shel ha'iser gadol yosem mishel ha'heter, that even if the monetary value of the iser is greater than the monetary value of the heter, mikomakom dover ha'heter shenitzrach lo l'shimush b'shabbos, the mutter thing which is needed for Shabbos, Choshev Yosil in Yenzeh is only automatically considered more choshev, and is considered a basis for heter. V'chein kasev digres Moshe, v'chein kasev the shevet Alevi, le'inyan pamute kasev, when it comes to silver candelabras, that a muktzah machmas lasarin kis sha'af al pisha shivuyon rav, even though they're very expensive, hakikaros hanetzrachos lo lusuda Shabbos, the loaf of bread or the challah that's needed for the suda of Shabbos chashuvos yoser ve'ena basis neser betiltel, and therefore the basis will not be aser betiltel. We continue our note in page 15 in the back of the sefer at the bottom. Even if you have other loaves for Shabbos and you don't specifically need this loaf, Rabbi Yashiv says, since you plan on eating this loaf on Shabbos, the kikar is considered more chashuv than the shalheves. And so too, when it comes to wine that you need for Kiddush, Rav Yashiv says shenechshavu kechelik misudah Shabbos. That's considered a chelik of the Suda Shabbos. Sherei bilado lo yuchal lechol Suda Shabbos, because without it you can't have a Suda Shabbos. And then he goes on and says v'af davar heter she'enu nitzrachol dafka b'Shabbos. Till now we're discussing things that are a Shabbos need. Let's say the davar heter that you put on there was not something that's needed for Shabbos specifically. Rav Moshe writes shemikomokom hachefetz achoshev lo'adam yoser. The thing that is more choshev for the person who achoshev yoser inyan basis, that's considered more choshev for a basis. Af im shavuyav hamamoni hu pachos mishal iser, even if the monetary value is less than that of the iser. Kigom mishkafayim hanitzrachos lo ma'od, like a person who needs glasses very badly, v'chein sidu or sharkis v'kodesh, like a sidur or some kind of sefer, shechashuvim him yosir meischum kesef gadol. That's considered more chashuv than a large amount of money. Achein, however, im yesh lo zugnosav shel mishkafayim, if a person has another pair of glasses, he writes, sheskum hakesef chashuv yosir, then the amount of money will be considered more chashuv. There is one shita that argues, and that's a Shlomo Zalman. We'll read that quickly. Me'ida chagon Shlomo Zalman arba kasav shelo'olam chashivas hadavar nimdedes v'imhoya tzarech levater al echad me'advarim. Shlomo Zalman says the way you determine if it's a basis hadavar ha'asr or hadavar ha'mutter is if you had the opportunity that you had to be levater on one of them, which would you choose? According to this, imhaya madif levater al kikar, if you would rather give up the loaf of bread or the glasses and not on the $1,000, so then it's taka nesar abosis. Afal pisha kikar v'mishkafayim nitzrochim lo ke'es. Even if those things that are mutter are needed for you right now, l'maisa, you'd rather give away your glasses or your loaf of bread and keep the money. But then he says, "Omam yeshlodem." But it's not so poshut. It could be sha'af udas agona shalom zalman arbach. It could be even lefir shalom zalman im chalu munachas al shulchan shabbos. If the chalu is what's left on the table, the Shabbos table, gam im hoyam mevater aleha. Even if that's the thing you would give up on, it could be nechshav al shulchan basis law. It could be that's the ikir lagabi the basis. Kevan sheikaro shal shulchan miyud usud the Shabbos. Since that's the point of a table, it's for a Suda Shabbos, and therefore it could be that that would override the other criteria that he gave, and the challah would be the ikar. Let's go back now to the Mishnah Bura. We left off on page Nun Ches, we're in the first wide line. If for some reason you were not able to shake the table in this place because of the falls, it's going to be dangerous there, you're going to lose something. That you're going to lose something by letting the candle fall in this place. You would be allowed to carry the table to a different place and shake it off there. Or if you need a place where the table is standing to put something there, also Rashi letaltel hashulchan, you're allowed to move the table. Afilu b'od shaneros dolkos alav, even if the candles are still burning on the table. Kevan shehaya munach olav halechem atzarach l'Shabbos, since the bread that was needed for Shabbos was on the table from before Shabbos. Lo nasa basas l'iser, again, it's not considered a basas for iser. From here comes out the minhag shehanoshim nizharos liten kikar hatzarach l'shabbos al hashulchan kodam alakas neiros. That's why the minhag has evolved that women put down a challah that's needed for Shabbos on the table before they light candles. Uminhag nachonhu, that is an appropriate minhag kidei sheyei mutter l'taltel as hashulchan kishia tzarachlo. That way you would be allowed to move the table when the need arises. V'rak im haner hu shel shemen. The only thing is, if the ner on the table is from oil, yizar me'od l'tatal ha'shulchan menachas. Again, you should be very careful if you're carrying the table to carry it very gently. Kedei shelo yavo l'karev ha'shemen l'apsilo l'rachek. So you shouldn't bring the oil closer to the wick or further from the wick. We're looking at Pirim Gadam, we have a tzad to say, that after the candles go out, then you can no longer carry the table with the menorah on it, because now you can just shake it out, because there's no fire, because the fire's out. That's only if the menorah is made out of metal, and therefore there will be no loss if you shake it out. But in note 36 in the back of the Sefer, he brings from the stipler that our candelabras that we have nowadays that are made of silver or copper that will bend if they fall down. So the stipler says you would not have to shake them out even if the candle went out, because they're going to get ruined. What the Mishnah was referring to is in the olden days, they had candelabras that were made out of iron. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see one more note in the back of the Sefer. We said in the Ramah, the last point was that Hu Adin, you're allowed to touch the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses, even if the fire is burning on it, as long as you don't shake it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Bikvua Al Makom Echa. That's only if the menorah is set in one place, so it's not going to move. But if it's hanging, Afilu Liga Ba'Aser, even to touch is going to be Aser, Shebekal Inaneya, because very easily it's going to move. Even if the candles already went out, it's going to be a problem. All these poskim say it's talking about that you're allowed to touch it when it's not going to move, it's set in its place. However, there he says that if you touch it, even if it's going to move, it's still going to be mutter, because that even if it moves, it will be considered tiltum ratzan, so he is lenient. Let's just end off the shir with one more note in the back of the Sefer, note 55. Actually, if we have time, we'll do two more notes. Let's begin with note number 55. Uleinyan tiltul hashulchan la'achar shenech la'akikar. What about moving the table after you already ate the challah? You took the challah off. So nech l'ko ha'poskin, the poskin of a machlokas. Sheledas ha'shulchan aruch ha'rav, ein ha'shulchan nasa basis l'neiros. Once you had, when Shabbos started, the Neiros and the Challah, and it was considered a bus as Ladavar HaMutter, because the Challah is more Chashiv, even if you ate the Challah, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's not going to become a bus as just for the Neiros afterwards. Mishum Shelo Chal Din Bus as Be'emtza HaShabbos. You can't become a bus as in the middle of Shabbos. And when Shabbos started, the Challah was there. But, according to the Prim Megadim, Osir l'taltlas ha-shulchan. Once the challah is moved off, you can no longer move the shulchan. Ubatam devarav yesh ladin. However, it's not clear what the pshat in the Prima Gadim is. Ha'im sover ha-Prima Gadim shechal din basas be'emtza ha-Shabbos. Does he hold that the din basas can be created in the middle of Shabbos? Hainu. Lo'osho betiltol kolzman sha-mukta alav. It doesn't necessarily mean to create a new din of basas, but while the mukta is on, alone, it will have a din of a basas that you won't be able to move it. Oh, or Sha'afa Pi Sha'ain Din Basis Chal Emtza HaShabbos. Maybe he agrees that there's no bus in the middle of Shabbos. But this case is different. Mikomokom Kevan Sha Muktzah Munach Al HaShulchan Mitchilas HaShabbos. But in this case, since the Muktzah was on the table from the beginning of Shabbos, Af She'oz Lo Chal Din Basis Machmas HaKikar, even though then it didn't get a shame basis because there was a loaf of bread there, Mikomokom Keshehusar HaKikar, still when you remove the Kikar, Chozir V'nir Al HaShulchan Din Basis Chal Be Muktzah Sha'ain Munach Al Mitchilas HaShabbos. Maybe it reawakens the Isra that was there. In other words, originally you had the Isra and the Heter. The Heter was more chashiv, didn't get a shame basis. But now you take the Heter off, and only the Isra is there, maybe it reawakens the power of that Isra, and like makes it retroactively a din basis from the beginning. Ulamaisa Rav Yosha says, Sheyesh lino kemo shekosav mincha Shabbos, sheroi lahachmir kedas ha-prim megadim. That it's befitting to be machmir like the prim megadim, and not to move it after the challah is off and the candles are there. Ubeprat bedavar she'en bo hefzid, certainly if it won't be a loss. Ulukeshe yirtze letatel as ha-basis, and if you want to move the basis, yaniach olav davar heter ha-choshev yosir mi ha-mukta. You should put on something else that's mutter, that's more choshev than the mukta. I was thinking that, l'chore, this eitza that Rav Yosha gives only works with the first pshat above. The first pshat above was that if only the Isser is there in the middle of Shabbos, so while the Isser is there, it has a din of a basis. So now, that was created in the middle of Shabbos, so the same way you created the basis of Davar Asr in the middle of Shabbos, put Heter on, that's greater, so now it becomes a basis of Davar Heter in the middle of Shabbos. But according to the second pshat, that it reawakens what was there earlier, so what's that going to help to add on something that's Heter now that's more Chashev? That was a retroactive din. There was a bus of Davar Asr from the beginning of Shabbos because it just reawakened it. So what's going to do now to put on L'chora? Rav Yosh is going according to the first tzad. Let's read one last note. Note number 38, again on page 16, at the very end, the second paragraph. Ulagabe magash ha-meyuchel la-anochas ha-neiros. Lagabi a tray that is designated to put the candles on, histapig aprim megodim im doma hula menorah. The prima gadim is a mesupik. If that's similar to a menorah, v'lo moil laniach olav davar heter, it won't help to put on that tray a challah because it's designated dafka for the candles, just like a menorah is designated for the candles. You can't put a challah there. Oshakevan shemenichin olav lefa'alim gandvarim acherim. Since sometimes we put things there anyway, maybe moil laniach olav davar heter. Maybe it would help. So Rav Moshe writes lechalik bein magash amyucha leneros. If it's a tray that's designated specifically for Neros, shalom moel aniach olav davar heter, won't help to put mutter stuff on there. Ube magash godol versus a big tray shemenichin olav gam davar machayim that we put other things on as well. In that case, moel aniach olav davar heter, there would help. So that's the chiluk Rav Moshe makes. Ke'ein zeh das Rav Yoshev. And then we see Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he's a little more lenient. He writes shemistaber shemagash haosri leneros eino doma lemenorah. He says it's logical that even a tray that's made just for the candles is not similar to a menorah. Kevin shirigilim b'Shabbos laniach olav davar choshev shel heter. Since it's normal on Shabbos to leave on a davar choshev shel heter, kigon siddur o gviya shel kesef, like a siddur or some kind of silver cup, and therefore even a magash as asu laneros would not get the status of the menorah, and it would be okay if you left something on there, and it can get the chashivas of the davar heter, and not become usher as a bassist. We'll stop here and continue with Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.